This is Linda Naylor for ICE's Pep Talk. Last week, we saw the ethylene and propylene contract settlements for August. Ethylene went up by 40 euros a tonne and propylene by 50. Discussions around the monomer contracts were lengthy as players took in the dramatic fall in the butadiene contract that would impact cracker margins severely. These upstream increases will clearly affect polyethylene and polypropylene prices in August, and producers have set out their plans for pricing this month. Dow Europe has announced a 100 euro increase, but most others have been more modest and talk of passing the monomer on to polymer buyers with a 10 to 20 euro increase in margin on top. Most buyers are dismissing talk of 100 euro increases out of hand, and the fact that some producers are not asking for anything like as much as that tends to rule out any success at that level. But some buyers acknowledge that they might have to pay the full monomer increase on some polyethylene and polypropylene grades this month. Such price increases are expected to have a dampening effect on demand, however, particularly when most of southern Europe is out on holiday. Some sellers are already looking to September, when they could envisage another increase in monomer prices because of unsustainable cracker margins and a heavy schedule of planned maintenance shutdowns that will maintain tightness in some polymers. Low and linear low-density polyethylene are the tightest polymer grade at present. Congestion at Saudi Arabian ports is also affecting linear availability in particular. As Europe is a net import of C4-butene linear, around 80% of its consumption according to some sources, this grade is hard hit. High-density grades, which showed no shortage of supply in July, are also being affected. Sellers are also targeting increases for high-density polyethylene in August in Europe. In July, blow moulding buyers got away with paying no increases at all, while film and injection buyers took a few euros. There's more pressure for them to pay more in August, however. But even now, many of the large blow moulders expect to be able to pay less than the 40 euro increase of the ethylene monomer contract. Producers are still bullish for August, and some of them are already talking about an increase in September, only days after the August settlements. This will clearly put more pressure on polyethylene and polypropylene buyers for next month too. Cracker margins have come under pressure following the second consecutive 250 euro a tonne drop in the butadiene contract price in August. Naphtha prices are slightly higher than they were in July in euro terms, but it's this dramatic fall in the butadiene contract that has exerted most pressure on cracker margins. Some polymer buyers think talk of higher September monomer contracts is simply a way to bring polymer buyers back to the market in August. For the moment, producers are taking a hard stance for August pricing. And many buyers acknowledge this, but several do wonder how long this will last if demand turns out to be below expectations. This is Linda Naylor for ICE's Pep Talk.